What's going on, Real Ass fans? This is the Puerto Rican Rattlesnake, Luis J. Gomez. Did you know that we do this show live twice a week, every Monday and Wednesday at 12 noon Eastern? You can watch the show live exclusively at GasDigitalNetwork.com. Gas Digital members not only get the live stream, but you also get the video version of the show, live chat, archived episodes, plus brand new episodes 5 days before they go to Google Play, iTunes, or anywhere else. We've also got a bunch of other great shows on the network, like The Joss the Show, Legion of Skanks, Bruce Buffer's It's Time, and brand new, starting right now, Believe You Me, with UFC middleweight champion Michael the Count Bisping. That's GasDigitalNetwork.com. When you check out, use the promo code RAP, and you save $1 on monthly membership. Plus, you get a 14-day free trial to see if you like it. That's just $6 per month. That's GasDigitalNetwork.com. Promo code RAP when you check out. And even if you can't subscribe for the exclusive content, you can still help us out by going to iTunes right now, subscribing for free for the audio version, leaving us a positive review and a 5-star ranking. Thanks for listening. Keep being a real ass dude.
This is the Real Ass Podcast. Here's your host, Luis J. Gomez.
What a rush! Oh man, I am trying to be in a good mood. Real Ass Podcast coming at you like Cleopatra on Wednesday, the 22nd?
First.
21st of June. Nothing has even fucking happened to make me in a bad mood. It's not even anything in particular. It's just that I'm busy. And when I'm busy and one little thing goes wrong, you know, I set my time up in my day to like, everything's got to go perfect. I set my time, like my day up where like timing wise, everything runs perfectly. You know, if it happens, I have fucking changed the world that day. But if one little thing goes wrong, meaning like a train is running 2 minutes late.
It's like when people are trying to do the speed run on Mario. It's like they miss one little thing.
Yes, it's over. Fucked. It's over. It all falls apart. Okay, that's that. So, yeah, that's kind of what happened this morning. Just an edit on a poster. The guy wasn't available to do it, and that threw my entire day off. So me and Zach met up this morning to fucking write.
What a lovely breakfast.
I was fucking angry during that. I had to take a shit during that, do other work while I'm shitting and
Ralph,
writing.
Opinion. So we're at the bagel place. Nice
in
little
this
place.
Neighborhood?
Yeah, the nice little bagel place. Okay. Lewis goes to take a shit with his laptop open.
Okay.
Walks into the asks for the bathroom.
Wait, holding
key,
his laptop?
Holding his open laptop and go, classless or completely okay?
I think the average person thinks you're going in to masturbate. That's what I would think.
Yeah, I mean, obviously I'm going to go jerk off a little
right,
bit.
Right, so I would think it goes to classless.
I don't care. I don't give a fuck. Do you know how little I care about what bagel shop workers think of me? They are bagel shop workers. That is like, I mean, that is like a sect of society that
makes your sandwich.
No, because I don't eat fucking bread. They put my eggs and my cheese and my bacon and my avocado on a plate. They plate my food for
not
me.
Even today. We got tinfoil to-go containers, even though we asked for plates.
Yeah, they're fucking, they're awful. I worked in a bagel shop. I know the ins and outs of the bagel shop industry.
Oh, so they're garbage.
They're animals. They're
the worst
of shit.
People on earth.
You hire a 14-year-old Luis J. Gomez to go make your bagels. You don't have a good business plan. You know what I'm saying? Like,
did you really work at a bagel shop at 14?
I did, 14 years old. 3 o'clock in the morning, I used to come in and bake the bagels.
Really?
Yeah, I know the whole process and how to bake a bagel.
That's interesting.
Yeah, you boil them first, and then you got to fucking put them on these big wooden planks, and you throw them in this giant fucking, you know, oven. And, yeah.
You said Jew traps.
Yeah.
They come in the morning.
So, look, we got a great show planned today. Actually, that's a lie. I have no show planned today. We had no guests. I remembered it last night at 2 o'clock in the morning because I'm so busy with everything that's going on right now. I forgot to book guests. So I booked Dave Smith to come in. I was like, I'll just have Dave come by. We'll fucking, you know, just do a quick show. Me and Dave always do a good show together. And Dave cancels a half an hour before the show.
Really?
Yeah.
That's not like Dave Smith.
So you didn't even know that he canceled. I just yelled fuck. Remember when I just yelled fuck into the air?
Yeah. In the bagel shop.
Yeah.
It startled these poor families eating.
It really did. I mean.
Oh, it's 5 o'clock, honey.
Well, that's the thing. You know, He cancels a half an hour before, and then once again, another thing goes wrong. And now another little tiny thing, everything is fucking set off now. And I'm sitting here while I'm talking to you guys. I'm also having to look at artwork for Skankfest. Everything that I'm doing right now, I'm never doing just one thing. Anytime if you're talking to me, there's 15 other fucking things going on in my head right now.
You're a busy boy.
So I want to apologize to the fans if I'm a little bit fucking disconnected and angry on today's show.
You can't apologize to them because the chat room's down, so they can't even get that message.
I'm sure they're furious. They're just banging their hands into the fucking chat angrily.
That's also how our fans type messages to us.
Ralph's here, obviously. We came in, we're like, all right, there's no guests. I was like, oh, we'll get Ralph on.
How are you able to get me?
It's amazing. It's great that you're here, though. I appreciate it, Ralphie. Let's get some plugs. Did we pick a plug song, or you
picked
one?
Yes, we did, because I wrote it down in the bagel shop.
Oh, that's right, you did. Oh, and the song makes me feel good. Turn it up, Shannon.
We can dance if we want to. We can leave your friends behind. Because your friends don't dance, and if they don't dance, well, they're no friends of mine. We can go where we want to, place where they will never find. And we can act like we come from out of this world, leave the real one far behind.
Good song.
Phenomenal song.
I'm trying to remember who it's Safety Dance by.
Men Without Hats.
Men Without Hats. Their other song was Pop Rules the World, or Pop Goes the World. Goes the World. Those are other things.
When me and my my old roommate, Forrest Prather, a good buddy of mine from high school, we moved to New York City together. And we ended up getting a huge loft space in downtown Brooklyn. Like, beautiful, like, loft space. You know, panoramic views, Manhattan, Brooklyn. Out of control place. This place was fucking crazy. 15-foot high ceilings, central air, washer dryer in the kitchen. Elevators like this place that opened up into the kitchen. Like, fucking really incredible. Huge space, right? Down, like, one stop in on the Q train.
Wow.
DeKalb Avenue off the Q train, right by Junior's, right? $12.50 a month.
That's crazy. What year?
2003, 2004.
So now it's probably $8,000 a month.
Easily. Easily. I mean, it would be a fucking apartment that Jay-Z would check out. Like, yeah, I can maybe do something with this. Like, it was like crazy. This apartment was out of control. It just happened to be a deal we fell into. There was no other residential units in the building. I had a drum set in there.
That's
crazy. Ping pong table. My bedroom was a tent.
There's still some crazy deals in New York that can be found, like these.
Wait, I have to acknowledge the fact that he was talking about how great the apartment was.
And then he was sleeping
and ended on my bedroom was a tent.
But the reason I'm bringing it
sounds
up.
Next
sweet.
Year, I upgraded to a race car.
The reason that I'm bringing it up right now is because.
There's a tent sale.
Hold on a second. No, because I. This song, when we got the apartment, it's this huge open space. We just danced around the apartment for like an hour singing this song. Because we could dance if we wanted to. I just think. What a great story. No, what's happening right now is while I'm talking to you guys, I'm doing five
Sleep
other things.
Sleep in a tent if you want to. Find a mattress on the street.
Okay. I mean, we're not live streaming.
No, we're not. We're not?
No.
God no. Damn it.
No. I want to fucking... No, I want it to be known. It's okay. Let's just relax. No, we aren't live streaming.
Man, we left our friends behind.
No, we aren't live streaming. Hold, please.
They aren't.
So, you know, what do we do here? Do we stop the fucking show?
Kill my mic, Shannon.
No. Do it on the fucking show. No, Shannon, I'm looking at it. It's not streaming. I have a person hitting me up saying it's not streaming. I'm looking at it right now.
Are you on the site
I'm on the website. So, yes, working on mobile.
Is you working on mobile?
It's not working
it's
on
working
fucking
on mobile, but it's not working on
Safari.
Safari
on a Mac.
And it's not working on Chrome on a PC.
What? Yeah, keep his fucking mic on.
So, I'm actually, just so you know, I'm actually a guest on the show that's on right now. And we're doing this on the air because he's getting...
Well, he's not on the air.
No, I'm saying... Oh, yeah, he's not. You're not on the air. But he's getting hit up. The host is getting hit up right now that nobody can see the stream. But it's coming up on our producer's phone.
Let me check on my
phone.
But
it's not coming up on the Mac in the studio. And I checked on my laptop in the other room, which is a PC, and it's not coming up on that either. But it's coming up on the phone.
It's coming up on her phone.
On one phone in the studio.
Let's see. Let me check mine, too. I'm going to fucking lose my shit, dude.
I can't anymore. This is just crazy.
I'm going to lose my shit, man. This is ridiculous.
It's so
workings of gas station.
Goddamn frustrating.
No, this is fucking crazy, dude.
It's every day. Can you do me a favor, Shannon? Pull up the pull up the tab on the computer. Try it on the computer, and just see what happens.
Yeah, I'm gonna fucking lose my shit, dude.
Today's the day that I'm gonna go. I'm gonna end up killing somebody today.
My shit, dude.
All right, I can't so that's anymore. Working. Okay, kill that.
So it is. It is.
Streaming. It's working on now. It's working on her PC, but it's not working on Safari. Try refresh your screen now and see if it's.
I've been fucking refreshing my screen over and over and over.
I'm refreshed.
This is fucking crazy.
On Safari, it's not working.
Hold on, let's see. I'm refreshing it again.
He's refreshing again now. The last couple of minutes, it's not been working.
Not working on my.
Not working on his phone. His. We have an Android or an iPhone.
I have an Android. And this is on, it would be on Chrome. Now it's working
now
on
it's
my,
back up.
Now
okay,
it's back
now
up
it's
on
back
my computer.
Up. Now it's back up.
But it's not working on Chrome. There's a fucking problem because it's not working on every platform.
Yeah, it's just not working.
That's a problem.
No shit.
After a year.
After 16 months.
It's fucking crazy.
I know it's crazy.
It's fucking crazy, all right? The fact that I'm sitting, people are paying for this shit right now.
I know. He can't hear you, though, but I'll probably barely hear you.
So good. If I were these fucking people, I swear to God, and I mean this, I would be asking for my money back.
Well,
so if you guys are listening and you fucking and that's the way you feel, I get it completely.
Yeah, me too.
I completely get it. So we're fucking leaving that company. I don't give a shit. We're done.
Yeah, I agree with you.
I don't give a shit. We're fucking done. We haven't announced anything officially yet on any platform. Because we've been waiting, but no, we're fucking doing it. We already, right now, so people that are, let's pull the curtain aside. We're fucking leaving the streaming company that we've been working with for the past 16 months.
Well, they're watching this, so they may be aware now.
I don't care. Fuck them. We're looking for a new fucking place. We've been working on a new back end. We're working on a new app. We're doing what we have to do in order to make sure that we deliver the service that we fucking deliver.
Right.
You know, I don't like passing the blame, and you really don't hear us do that often.
Never.
You don't hear us go like, oh, sorry, guys, hands are tied, it's a streaming company. We don't fucking do that. You know, we take the hit on the chin, and we go, yeah, dude, it sucks. But believe me, we're doing everything that we can do. But you want to know the fucking truth? The company that we work with fucking sucks. They suck fucking dick, and they don't know how to do the job that they said they were going to do. That's a fact, okay? They put together a website, and they did not understand how to code it the proper way, so the components don't work in conjunction with each other. So when one little thing goes wrong, just like my talking about my day earlier on today, if my day goes wrong, if one little slip-up happens, if one little fucking, you know, two-minute fucking thing is off, that's what happens with our website constantly. One little thing goes off, and then because the guys who put this thing to fucking together didn't understand how to code it properly, it sets off everything else.
Lewis is the poorly coded website of people.
It's true, though.
Yeah.
I'm poorly coded, and I've said that before. I am poorly coded, okay? And I need to be reprogrammed, but that's okay. But so does the website.
And no shit. We're so close.
So does the fucking website. It's crazy.
Since we're pulling back the curtain, I'll tell you this. The new site has DVR functionality, which works.
Ralph's so excited about the DVR functionality.
It's fucking great. Yeah. But, you know, it's probably, they say by the end of the week, but realistically 2 weeks.
It's going to be. We'll be beta testing the other site. We'll be beta testing the app.
The app is coming today.
Today? The beta version?
The beta is coming today. The new merchandising site is going live tomorrow.
Merchpump.com, baby. A lot of stuff is happening on Gas Digital that we want to wait to announce, and I'd like to make it a fucking big happy announcement, but instead I'm going to do it in anger and desperation I don't even know if we're live streaming, as we're doing whatever the fuck we're doing right now.
I'm going to look on my phone while you're talking to you.
Let's see. It's up now. Let's see if this kid fucking sees it now. Let me know.
It's so annoying.
All I'm trying to do is I'm trying to have a better fucking life. You know, like everything in my life right now, I'm just trying to fix and make a little bit better and get ahead of things in my life. That's as simple as that. Here's what I know about myself, right? I need to set my life up to where I can just walk out of the house and fucking create, be happy, you know, and do the things that I want to do every single day. I'm at a place in my life now where I don't want to do things that I don't want to do. You know what I'm saying? Like, or I'm not going to spend my time doing things I don't want to do. And I'm finding myself all the time dealing with fucking people that are making me do things I don't want to do. Like right now, I am chatting with fans in Florida that are not watching our fucking stream. It's not up for them right now.
Well, now, so the best thing is that looks like the... Oh, there we go.
God, I hope this guy doesn't even have gas digital. He's just fucking with Lewis's head.
I'm going to fucking kill somebody. I'm so angry right now.
I got it working.
You got it working there?
Yeah.
Well, I'm refreshing on my fucking computer.
I got it working.
Yeah. And there's no chat, though. It doesn't fucking matter.
The chat doesn't.
Because there's no chat, right?
Yeah, there's no chat.
Oh, look. Guess what? Mine's not working now. When I refresh it again...
No, it is. You got to press play.
You got to push play.
Oh.
Thank you, Zach. Thank you, Zach.
It was working the whole time.
And I just got another tweet. It's definitely working on my phone. Someone just said
you want
that.
To know why? Here's what I think. You know what it is? I think it is working for these people. Here's what is happening.
They're not pressing play.
They're not pressing play. Press play.
You. All of our problems would be solved if everyone would just push
what
play.
What if that is everything? Streaming media has been nailing it for 16 months and people just won't press play. No. It is their problem. And I'll tell you why it is still. Because here's what's happening, right? When I went there, what I'm used to seeing is the chat's live, yeah. And then it automatically autofills. Right. It automatically starts playing. You don't have to press play. Right now, when I'm going to the page, it's showing you what you see when it's off air, right. Which is the next show is live, which is that thing, and no chat. So, no, it's actually him not being a fucking idiot.
Believe me, I'm not at all thinking that.
No, I press play, but that's still fucked up. No, it's not my fault.
Listen, you may or may not be an idiot. That's irrelevant to this. But I'm just saying is that it definitely should not be working that way. It's worked the same way forever, which is when you hit the watch now, it would start playing. And that's not happening right now.
Yeah. Okay, there we go. But there's not a chat.
There is no chat right now.
Yeah. Yeah. Why are
this guy forgot to press play.
No, he didn't forget to press play, Zach, because you don't have to press play. When you go to the website page, okay, what happens is if a show is not on air, there's a window that you could press play on. Which shouldn't be that way anyway, that says that when the next show is coming up. That's what you see right now, which is not the case. Usually when you go to the page, if the show is live, it starts automatically playing and a chat box appears. So none of that is fucking happening right now. No, it's not your fault, Jason Timvac, because he's texting me right now, who's messaging me, saying, oh, it's not my fault. It's not your fault, Jason. It's our fucking cock-sucking streaming fucking company's fault. That's whose fault it is. It's Steve's fault.
Who is watching right now? Which is
I don't care.
I care because if they decide to be dicks about it, we're going to be fucked tonight for Legion.
I dare them to fucking try to be dicks tonight for Legion. I fucking dare them, okay? Because I will go on fucking tirades to literally 500,000 people every single week for the rest of my life shitting on their fucking company if they ever fuck with us purposefully. Ever in a million fucking years.
You're right. They're not going to.
It's fucking unprofessional. It's a fact. I'm sorry. We've never named them once by name. We've never thrown them under the fucking bus. We've never blamed them for the fucking bullshit that happens with this fucking website. And it's literally us every single week freaking out over this shit and having to get on the phone with somebody who manually has to go in, open up the website, and fix the coding that he fucked up from the fucking beginning.
You know what's happening lately, which is crazy? I get on these calls almost every day. And I start showing them all the complaints that we're having, and they literally just on the phone in silence for like 10. And I've started screaming yesterday, like, "Are you going to act like a fucking child or get this resolved? Don't just
gonna,
not answer."
They're going to lose us as clients, right? And we spend thousands of dollars a month with them, and we're only growing. We're only getting 3, 4, 5, 10, 20 fucking times the size this company will be. There's no doubt about that. This company is going to grow that large, okay? So they fucking lose because they can't get their fucking shit together. It's ridiculous. Ridiculous.
It puts me in such a bad mood every fucking day.
So, anyway, I got a fidget cube, guys.
So that makes it okay. I found those extremely boring, but you liked it, Zach.
I liked it.
I don't get it. I like when you can... Spinning is fun. That's not fun.
It's not fun. It's just you're supposed to fidget.
It's just to occupy your hand so you can think.
Can I hold it for a second? Let me see. Yeah. Did I just not get it?
All right, we didn't do any plugs, Shannon. We didn't do the plugs. We just started playing music and screaming about the fucking streaming service. You know?
So we did our weekly segment. All right. Everything's better now.
Ralph, what do you want to plug?
Well, now I only have an image of you dancing around a tent when I hear the song.
Anything to plug?
Just the SDR show and Shiprock got announced. So there's a great lineup. Stone Sour's headlining, Seether, In This Moment, and SDR is going to be there. I'm going to be hosting for the ninth year in a row. And the tickets went on sale yesterday. and it's leaving from Cape Canaveral, and the theme is astronauts and like space is the every year's the theme, and I'm getting a spacesuit made, and for the opening show I'm gonna be descended from the ceiling to 2001 A Space Odyssey.
You
I'm
die, die. Like Owen Hart.
I'm gonna die.
I really hope you fall from the ceiling and die. And I mean that today. And I'm sorry.
It'd be a great way to die. It'd be a great way to die.
What a great way. And I hope it's like, because you're wearing this big spacesuit, I hope it breaks the fall just enough to make it a painful death.
Okay.
Like where we think
you wouldn't rather me be like just a vegetable for like 10 years and then die?
Yeah, then we keep the business going. I was thinking about that. If one of us died, would the business continue? It would technically... It would, but I don't know how. Like right now, I think we're too small. If one of us died,
yeah, that would be hard.
I think it would really make it difficult. Yeah. I think 2-3 years from now, one of us could die, and we could easily keep this thing going.
Right. I agree with that wholeheartedly.
Yeah, but right now, if one of us died, it'd be a problem.
I wouldn't worry. Very tall people are known for having very long lives.
Yeah, I'm going to die way before my brother, for sure.
Is that a thing?
Yeah, tall people live. Just like
have you ever met a tall old man?
Never. I met one guy recently. He was 70. It made me happy. That was my height. But other than that, never.
Look that up, Shannon. Is there something
think
to
about
that?
Big dogs live shorter lives. Big anything live shorter lives. They just do.
Zach, what do you got to plug?
Twitter and Instagram, Zach is not funny. Roast Battle and Kim Congdon on Tuesday the 27th at the Stand. And New York City Zombie Crawl, July 2nd, going through Brooklyn, starting at the Charleston, ending up at Bazaar Brooklyn. I'm hosting the after party, and the headliner is Everything is Terrible. If you've never seen their really, really, really cool multimedia performance, please come out and hang out with me.
Fuck yeah, Zachy. Obviously, Skankfest is this weekend. This is it, man. Quiet before the storm. Except it's chaotic in my life. There's no quiet.
There's no quiet.
There's no fucking quiet, but it's okay. It's happening, guys.
It's the quiet
Long Island
before
City.
The storm.
There's a storm coming! It's a twister! It's a twister! Every man for himself! We must survive. Dorothy, get back in the house! No one's going to survive rape, kill, pillage. My quiet before the storm is just crazier than the storm.
You guys hear that? Lewis goes by like the cow in Twister.
Oh, shit. Fuck. Oh, fuck. Yeah, July 29th, me and Dave Smith up in Poughkeepsie. Gonna be out in Los Angeles, Sacramento, all that stuff at the end of August as well. So look out for me there. I think I might have to take a vacation at one point, Zach, or Ralphie. I think I gotta do a vacation. Where are you going next? Any Caribbean
time? I'm not allowed to leave until my father's probate is done, so I gotta stay local until August.
Oh, really? Damn it. I think I'm going to go without you. I think I got to go somewhere in July. I'm going to kill myself.
I would. It's too hot, probably, but I recommend Bermuda wholeheartedly because it's an hour flight, and it's not that expensive.
Jamaica's great, though.
Yeah, but this is an hour. You're there in 1 hour. It's so easy. Jamaica's 3 hours.
Well, I mean, really?
Well, when you're 6'5", you think about things like that. The flight is so uncomfortable.
I guess. You're like, how much time do I have left on this earth? guys, Gomez Comedy on Instagram, GomezComedy.com. For all of my dates. Also, if you guys want to come see the Roastmasters every Tuesday night, 10:30 p.m. at the Stand Comedy Club and Restaurant, we have New York City's best and brightest comedians roast the fuck out of each other. Like Zach just said, he's going to be battling Kim Congdon next week, defending my honor. Thank you very much, Zach Attack. And
Tuesday or next Tuesday?
Next. This upcoming
a week
Tuesday.
From yesterday.
A week from yesterday.
Okay,
yeah.
Cool.
That's tomorrow night. If you guys want free tickets to come to that battle or any of the battles at the Stand, you guys, when you check out at thestandnyc.com, use the promo code RAP. You get free tickets to come to the battles, which is fucking killer. That's it. That's it, Shannon. Okay. So what's the deal with tall people dying early?
So it says that researchers have found that the lungs of taller people don't function as efficiently relative to their body's demands. So that's why they tend to die earlier.
In fact, I can not only confirm that I went for a lung specialist.
You have a lung thing.
I have a lung problem. They are producing 60% of what they should. So I'm going to die 40% early in my life.
It's the reason that people die. The reason that tall people die earlier, Ralph just confirmed that that's his life.
Sure.
Did that, let me ask you a question. That, the sentence she just read, did it make your heart sink a little?
No, because I know I've always
said. Did it make your lungs sing a little? Lungs sing a little more.
It collapsed a little bit. And I'm very well versed. I doubt I'm going to make it past 70. I think 70 would be shocking if I make it that far.
Yeah, how old are you now?
47.
So you're coming to terms with dying.
I think it's fine. I've got a good life.
Are you terrified of death?
No, I don't think anything happens after death at all, and I think I had a pretty good life.
Oh, and then they're going to have to cut his legs off so he fits in the coffin.
Yeah. I have to, which I didn't know this. When you are over 6'3 and you have to call an ambulance, you have to request a larger ambulance. Did you know that?
What happens if you
You don't fit in the gurney, you won't fit in the ambulance.
But what happens if you don't? What are they going
to
do?
They have to get another ambulance. Yeah?
They'd figure it out.
I'm telling you. They just, because my father, the first time we brought him in, he was 6 feet tall. And they said it was lucky he's not any taller. We would have had to wait for another ambulance.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I would have fucking, I would.
How tall are you?
Jang it in like when you're moving in a van. Like, you know how many times I've moved in a minivan in my life? And just, you're not supposed to do that. So it's like literally the back of the minivan is just like open and you just fucking have ropes holding it all. And that's what I would do with your legs.
Yeah, but if I'm dead, yeah, I'm sure that's fine. But
No. If you're alive, I would take just fucking those bungee cords.
Like they do with Joe Swanson on Family Guy. They use it to tie him in.
Yeah.
We have to nigger rig Ralph's corpse.
I didn't know that. I found that out earlier. Yeah. That's just like a fucking like a thing. I mean, what do you? There's nothing to do.
No, when you think of like a dog's life, a Great Dane lives like 8 years. A little Yorkie lives like 20. That's just the fact of life.
Yeah, Chihuahuas live a long time. Yeah. Jack Russells, all those little terriers live a long time.
Sorry.
Yeah, I'm trying to live longer right now.
Well, you're drinking water now, so that's good.
This is the first time in my life that I've been drinking water. Shannon, thank you for the coffee. We're doing an expose today. Okay. I've heard that coffee has negative effects for a long time.
I've not. I've heard that it actually like small amounts of coffee is good for you.
What about 85 cups?
Yeah, he has
per
too
podcast.
Many. He has 20 cups a day.
Well, that's what I'm saying. What Shannon, what can let's talk about the negative effects of coffee first, because I drink the amount of coffee that I drink is another level.
Yeah. And you're drinking Death Wish, which is like the strongest coffee made.
Yeah. So I'm what do they do? What is the negative side of coffee? There's got to be some positive effects, too.
Okay, so you want the negative first, right?
Let's go with some negatives. I want to see what's happening right now to
fucks
my body.
Fucks up your teeth, that's for sure.
I do. My teeth are, like, more yellowy and brown than...
Yeah, it definitely fucks up your teeth.
...than they should be. I have, like...
Yeah, your teeth are brown. There's no denying that.
No, they're fucking white, you asshole.
No, they are not. Those are brown teeth. Are you kidding me?
What?
Those are brown teeth.
What are you fucking saying?
Those are brown teeth. Do you think those are white teeth?
That's his skin reflecting off.
Those are brown teeth.
Go fuck yourself, you giant Jew. Yeah. I'm saying they have a little bit of coffee skin.
You have brown teeth. They are coffee drinker's teeth. That's what they look like to me.
They look nice. I'm
they
looking at
them
on the camera.
They do not look nice.
Shannon, do my teeth look nice?
Come on, Shannon. Be honest.
Yes.
My teeth, I thought one of the only things I have going for me is
they're
my
straight.
Smile.
They're straight teeth.
I gotta get them whitened.
I gotta get them whitened. What the fuck?
Get them whitened. It takes easy. It just hurts for like a day, and then teeth are beautiful.
Really? Okay, I gotta do that. Shannon, can you also look up how to get my teeth whitened? I'd love to see that.
Also, I use not that my teeth are super white, but I use like a mouth rinse every day that whitens your teeth a little bit. But then once every 2 years, I'll get them whitened.
Okay, all right. Well, I've never had that. All right. So, what are the negative effects besides my shitty brown teeth?
Okay, so it can increase osteoporosis.
Isn't that good?
No.
Isn't that build muscle? Isn't that any build muscle?
They're like your bones will crumble.
Yeah.
Mm.
It causes wrinkles.
Wrinkles?
I have no problem with either of these things so far.
Well, you're 32.
I have no problem with wrinkles. I feel like wrinkles on a man make him look more distinguished and refined. And then also, to be honest with you, once you're old, you don't really need bones.
That's just proven fact.
You go into a
that
wheelchair,
is a proven
you
fact.
Wheel yourself around. Who needs fucking
well-known
old bones? What are you doing with your bones when you're fucking 90?
Well, I want to grow up to be like the senator from X-Men.
Yeah. I just want to slug around. Yeah, what else, Shannon?
It can actually cause weight gain. Blood sugar fluctuates with the caffeine's highs and lows.
Next, go ahead, nothing.
Conventional coffee is laden with pesticides.
Yeah, keep on going.
All right, that's what I have.
That's the only negative effects of coffee?
I'm sure there's more.
I'm gonna look up, though, excessive coffee.
Yeah, look up 87 cups a day.
Yeah, to be honest with you, I don't think that's that bad. All of the things that they just named, like...
It just sounds like you get old quicker.
Yeah, it's just like a little bit like, yeah.
Right. I'm sure excessive amounts of caffeine cannot be good for your heart. There's no way.
You can have a caffeine overdose.
What does that mean? Start screaming every time you're in a cab?
That's just caffeine overdose.
What is a caffeine overdose? You see, these aren't things. These are fucking fake things. Fake news. This is fake news. The pure definition of fake news.
I'm looking it up, too.
Yeah. No, Ralph, let her do it. We got a producer for this. I don't need you to be out of the conversation.
All right. These are 19 things that can happen if you drink too much caffeine.
Okay, here we go. This is what I need.
Okay, increased heartbeat.
Cool. I'm sweating. My that's actually literally helping me lose weight.
You're doing cardio. Yeah.
Good. I love it. All right, good.
Heartburn reflux.
Heart burning fat. Love it. I do have a lot of heartburn and a lot of acid reflux.
Jitters and restlessness.
Once again, it's being a real ass dude. I mean, letting people know that I'm ready to rock. You come at me, I'm going to fuck you up.
Anxiety.
Yeah, all right. Yeah,
although, so far, all of those things Lewis has in spades.
Go ahead.
Muscle twitches and spasms.
Nope.
Workout right there.
okay, you mean it's called apostrophe.
Rambling thoughts and speech.
A podcast.
Heart palpitations.
Go ahead.
Diuresis.
Diuresis. It's half diarrhea.
Half diuresis, half Reese's pieces.
It's where you're only shitting peanut butter.
You got diarrhea in my peanut butter. Peanut butter in my diarrhea.
Diuresis peanut butter cups? Those are my favorite.
These are all good things.
Diuresis.
Did they just feed ET diarrhea?
Oh, dude, my nutsack. Does it make your left nutsack hurt for no reason?
So what that word means is the increased need to urinate, and it makes your kidneys produce more waste.
Okay.
All right, that does not sound too good.
Gastrointestinal disturbance, dehydration, which is what I told you.
Yeah, yeah.
Insomnia, headaches, hallucinations, addiction, increased blood pressure, stomach ulcers, cardiac arrest, coma, death.
Wow, they really escalated quickly.
Can you not speed through the only ones that matter, Shannon?
That really escalated quickly.
She just read coma and death as like it was an Excedra. Like dot, dot, dot.
Jittery, death, penis falling off.
How can coffee cause death? Shut up.
People with caffeine sensitivities can die from caffeine overdose while achieving a lethal dose of caffeine would be
okay,
difficult.
Yes, Shannon, fine, yes. Okay, yes. If I was allergic to caffeine, I guess I could die from drinking too much coffee.
That's the same thing for a coma, just yeah. Caffeine intoxication.
Stupidity. All right, so here's the deal. I think that coffee is only good. What are the positive effects of coffee now?
Definitely helps you lose weight. For sure. It is a diuretic, which can be good for people that I know.
I mean, come on. I drink a lot of coffee, but I've never been more focused in my entire life.
We're writing on all cylinders today, Ralphie.
Yeah, it's true.
Wait, was it a good writing session or no?
It was a pretty good writing session. Yeah. That was good stuff. The Rich Voss roast.
When is that? That's soon, right?
That's Monday. Wow. Jesus Christ.
Monday?
Yeah, we're busy boys, Ralph.
Wait a minute.
Busy boys.
What time this Monday?
Like 8 or 9? Why?
Does that mean Jay's not here this Monday and he didn't tell me?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Really? Oh, wait. No, that's fine. We're running the Skank ones. That's why.
There we go.
We're running the Name That Tune for Skank.
What are the good things for coffee, Shannon?
Okay. It reduces your risk of diabetes.
See? Diabetes. Gone.
It fights free radicals.
You fight for freedom. Coffee is fighting Syrian rebels right now as we speak. This is incredible.
Improves memory and cognition.
All right.
I would agree with that.
That's it.
So it's three good things.
Three good things, 27 bad ones.
The bad ones aren't that bad. They're all exaggerations.
I think every one of them you have except for the death and the coma.
Yeah, but that's okay.
But we can hope.
But I don't think that any of them are truly a problem. Being a little jittery.
I know that if I have coffee after like 7, I'm up till 4 in the morning.
I was worried
liver. Old man.
I'm an old man. Yeah. That's what it is. But it's always been that way.
I was worried about drinking coffee and giving myself liver disease because it was doing something to my liver.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Liver wasn't on there, though,
no,
was
the
it?
Kidneys. The kidneys.
Kidneys. It does shit
that diuresis thing.
Diuresis.
Yeah.
Okay. I love diuresis. Do they have any dire Snickers? Or possibly a dire
Almond Joy.
Yeah. Almond Joy. Oh, my nuts. Ow. They really hurt. What happens if your nut hurts?
Wait, randomly?
I think it's because your shorts are too loose, and when you adjust on the chair, you're sitting on your
nut. Yeah, it just crushed my left nut a little bit.
I don't think it's just random pain in your nut sounds like cancer to me. So it better be that you sat on it.
Are you wearing Zubaz?
I don't know, but my thighs are fat. Stop looking at them. So so here's the deal, right? Apparently, I start getting all of these text messages and tweets and messages yesterday that Joe Rogan talked about me on his podcast.
Really?
Yeah. So this week's Real Ass Dude of the Week, Joe Rogan.
He's a real ass dude. He's got a bad attitude. One might feel he's real. He's a real ass dude.
Yeah, it's only a matter of time before Rogan recognized the greatness that is the Puerto Rican rattlesnake, Luis J. Gomez. And, you know, look, at the end of the day, what am I going to do? You know, obviously, he hears about the things that I'm doing with Skankfest. He hears the things that I'm doing with Gas Digital. You know, everything that we're doing for Dave's special. It's, you know, I'm assuming that the name Luis J. Gomez just creeps into his world over and over and over again.
Definitely does to mine.
Yeah, I know. And I'm assuming that, he's just like, you know, so impressed with what I do and kind of the empire that I'm building over here that, you know, I'm in my mind, he's probably fighting talking about me almost every show. You know what I'm saying?
Like, understandable.
I think it's going to be something along the lines of, you know, I have two daughters, but now I feel like I have a son.
Yes, exactly.
Have you heard the clip at all? Have you heard what he said about you?
Yeah, no, I heard it. It's here. You can play it, Shannon. Let's see. Here we go. Thanks, Shannon.
I'm excited. There's a big UFC fight at Madison Square Garden. What is that guy's... Lewis... No, Lewis Gomez is a comedian. There's a top Cuban heavyweight, something.
All right. So
it's everything you wanted and more.
So, you know, he didn't.
He knew I'm a comedian, and he thinks I'm a UFC fighter.
It's the ultimate win.
The working
win.
Out is working.
It's the ultimate win. It's the ultimate win. You know, obviously the masses have spoken. I'm in the guy's head at all times.
Did you tweet him, it's Luis J. Gomez?
You fucking piece of shit. Get it right, Rogan. Yeah, so everyone was very excited. So now look, all three of the Legion of Skanks have done the Joe Rogan experience.
Basically. Yeah.
I count that as appearing on the Joe Rogan experience, guys.
I would too.
So, you know, thank you very much for all the tweets. You know, I got a lot of positive feedback from my appearance. And yeah, very, very cool. Thanks, Rogan, for the quick shout out. You know, but you get what he was thinking of, a badass. Like that's
right,
what, it,
of course.
What was going on in his head. He was going like, all right, badass.
There's Luis Batman. There's Luis J. Gomez.
And there's Victor Ortiz, I think he was thinking of, by the way. It wasn't even
not even close.
Not even close.
Just another spick.
Not just some Puerto Rican. He's like, hey, I know that guy's a gardener. I put oranges from that guy on a highway.
Who cleans my house? It's a Gomez?
Oh, no. That's Regina Ortizes.
Who's that guy I fought with on stage at the Comedy Store?
Who's that guy that's never coming on my podcast?
No,
what's that list?
What's his name? But it's so funny. The fans, they really fucking...
That's cool.
They fucking love it. I think it's great. I don't know. I talked to Rogan last time I was in L.A. A little fucking moment.
Not the one with... Because when I was there with you, you did a show with him. You're
I did a show. I mean, look, every time I've met Rogan, you know, we've been pleasant and exchanged words. We actually had a conversation.
Not
with
was that when you went for the roast battle?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So, you know, I'm on his mind, obviously. You know, we'll see what happens. So, Shannon, let's talk about water. Let's just talk about this water thing, okay? You got a big jug of water there, Ralph.
Drink one of these a day.
How much water is that?
Half a gallon, 8 glasses right here, one of these a day.
So that's it. So you just hold that, and then throughout the day, you make sure you finish.
Make sure I finish by the end of the day.
Shannon, is that a better way?
Well, I said we can do the thing where you have it, like the app, it will remind you and it measures how much water is in the thing.
So here's the deal, right? I've never drank water in my life. Like
I know. It's always astonished by that, to be honest.
Yeah. I'm not a water guy. A lot of guys are. You know, a lot of people are out there drinking water. I'm not that guy, okay? I'm not a follower. I'm a leader. You know, I've always opted for diet soda. I've always opted for coffee. You know, those are my liquids.
Health beverages.
Okay? But... Apparently, there's some health benefits with water, okay? We're going to go over some of those health benefits in a little bit. So I'm 2 days, how many days am I in now?
Yeah, 2 days.
I'm 2 days into water drinking, okay? And it is very difficult.
I've never seen anyone so repulsed by drinking a glass of water.
It's very difficult. It is very difficult to get it down. It's like you're swallowing thick air. I imagine if you were to go to the desert in like 120 degree weather... If you were to gulp the air, that's what it would feel like to drink water.
Well, that's the number one thing when people are in the desert. They're like, oh, I don't want water.
I realized how stupid what I was saying in the middle of it. And then I shot a booger out my nose in the middle.
I saw it all happen.
Oh, shit. But that's what it feels like to me. And look at that big gulp of sand right now. That's what it tastes like. Look at that.
I don't drink anything but water, really.
Yeah, it's crazy to me. Yeah. It's crazy to me. So I've been doing it now. Shannon, everyone knows that Shannon's my personal assistant. I had Shannon, I was like, all right, Shannon.
Feed you water.
I want that. There's a water bottle that there's an alarm on it, right? That it reminds you when to drink water. Like it's a bottle and it'll beep and then you go, oh, cool.
Can I tell you something, though? I don't mean to interject you, but there's a whole other part of water which I just learned about recently, which is the pH balance of water. And a lot of bottled water is...
pH balance? It's shampoo, Ralph.
Yeah. A lot of bottled water is acidic and not alkaline, and you could actually be drinking acidic water versus water that's better for you.
So what is this now, Ralph? What is this going to do to my body? I've been pumping this shit into my body for the past 2 days.
2 days?
Nonstop.
Look, it's better to drink slightly acidic water. You're already drinking so much coffee that's acidic. But like New York tap water is actually better for you in terms of its alkaline level than Poland Spring.
Shannon, listen to me.
I have pH balance testers in there.
What is the main ingredient in coffee and soda?
I thought you were going to say in water. I was really scared.
What's the main ingredient? What's the number one ingredient coffee and soda? Caffeine? What do you think the most? Oh. The
sugar?
Most. If you were to break it down, what is the most?
Water.
Water. So I'm drinking water. I've been drinking water my whole fucking life, okay? But you're saying to separate the other things that are in the water. I almost feel like that's kind of crazy. I feel like you don't need to.
I've done a lot of research on in fact, my trainer was having tons of stomach problems, and it turned out...
That's a good sign in the trainer. Horrible health issues.
It's because he was drinking so much water that was acidic. I forgot which brand it was, but it came up like orange in the pH balance test, and he switched over to this company that does... much better.
You have a pH balance test?
Yeah, I do.
Go get it.
Okay.
Let's do it on the show. I'll test this fucking bottle of Poland Spring. Get me a cup of tap water.
You've been drinking tap water, though, for the most part.
For the most part, yeah. I've been drinking tap water.
Good.
So what are some of these benefits of water?
Okay. Increases energy and relieves fatigue.
Nope.
Promotes weight loss.
Maybe.
Flushes out toxins.
Okay. Apparently, supposedly.
Improves skin complexion. Maintains regularity.
Everything you're naming right now, Equinox does for me.
Boost immune system.
Yep. Equinox. The answer is Equinox to all of this. You can literally you could do water or Equinox. Those are the options in life. They should tell you that.
Natural headache remedy.
Equinox. They got great tunes.
Okay, well, prevents cramps and sprains, which you can use in conjunction with Equinox.
That is the first time you've ever said anything that makes sense, Shannon.
Thanks.
Oh, no, she said something before the show started that made a lot of sense. That was a for us joke, guys.
Yeah. You have no proof.
Yeah. So Ralph's going to go get a pH balance tester. Okay, so this is this. So what do you do now with the pH balance tester?
Put the water in there.
Here's the water. I say
Ralph,
water
how
like...
How bored are you during the day that you have all this random shit?
Well, keep in mind, I've had a lot of health problems lately. So I started to try and look into finding out why.
So what do we do now?
And now you put about 5 or 6 drops of that into each.
Yeah.
And then there's a color code there. The more orange it is, the worse it is for you. The more purple it is, the better it is for you.
Now, what if it's green?
Green means it's, I forgot the word, but it's in between, which is, they tell you the name.
Yeah.
Neutral.
Neutral. Well, neutral is fine.
That's okay.
But
so
you prefer it to be neutral to alkaline.
This one right here is the Poland Spring. This one is New York City tap water.
Put about 5 or 6 drops
five
in.
5 or 6 drops. Okay, ready? New York City tap. Fuck.
Ah. Now you might be ruining it with your finger.
Can you get me some more tap water?
Yeah.
Because I have a fucking acidity finger. Acidity finger.
Now the water sizzles when you put the drops in. It bubbles like the pink slime from Ghostbusters 2.
And a spider crawls out of it. I don't know what it would do. I'll do the 5 or 6 drops in the Poland Spring right now. Ready? So here's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Okay, so. Yeah,
let it sit for a minute.
Let it sit for a few minutes.
I already see what's happening.
Wow. Wozer.
Right? It freaks you out a little bit.
This right here, okay, which is turning a fucking bluish. Bluish for Jewish.
Bluish Blay Blomez.
He's a UFC fighter.
Joe Rogan's a big fan.
Bluish Blomez. Bluish Blay Blomez. Excuse you.
The name of the episode is Bluish Blay Blomez.
Bluish Blay Blomez, obviously. So, okay. Now, are you sure that this is right?
Mm-hmm.
You're sure that that you're saying you're not reading it wrong?
No, 100% it's right.
Okay, so right here, this fucking... Can I drink this now?
I wouldn't drink it.
What does it do?
I don't know what that stuff is that's testing the balance. I wouldn't know.
Do not drink water that has Regen in it.
Regen?
Regen? Regen?
Agent, maybe?
No. Really? You think I just added...
Maybe your eyes are going... R? All that caffeine's fucking your eyes light up.
Yeah, I what am I? I speak an only dog. Regen. Row. Yeah, this is the fucking tap water. This is New York City tap water with the Regen in it.
Yes.
Okay? Shannon, R-E-A...
You sound like Scooby Douche.
R-E-A-G-E-N-T. What does that mean?
I think it means the reactive agent.
A substance or mixture for use in chemical analysis or other reactions.
Boom!
Is it short for reactive agent, though?
No.
All right, it's fine.
It doesn't have to be.
It is.
So this fucking thing right here, are we sure that this can help you determine? Let's see. Are you sure that you want alkaline?
100%.
How are you sure, though?
So I did the research. I looked it up because we were having health issues.
This is the fucking tap water. This fucking piss thing right here.
It's orange.
Is acidity.
Yeah.
Acidy water.
You want to hear something even crazier? Using which I threw it out. The fucking Brita water filter that I was using forever, it makes your water more acidic. I threw out the filter but kept the pitcher.
More acidy.
Yeah, because it takes out, while it's taking out the minerals, it's taking out the good stuff too.
That's fucking crazy.
Isn't that crazy? So I kept the pitcher but I threw out the filter.
That, you know, it's funny because people say that about the New York City tap water.
It's great.
I don't know if people around the country or the world know this, but it's like New York City tap water. It comes down from, like, I guess the mountains in New York, and like it's
the Adirondacks.
It's really great water, and it's considered some of the best tap drinking water in the world.
Yeah.
And a lot, I thought that was kind of like, you know, something that was said. It was like, oh, it's better than bottled water.
Taste Miami water. It is garbage.
Yeah. Well, that's why they say
that's
pizza.
Because there's Cubans swimming there.
That's true.
They say the reason that the pizza is so great in New York is because of the water
too.
And the bagels. Yeah.
There's a guy I know who owns a bagel shop in Miami, and he actually brings the water up from New York.
Yeah. Very interesting. Very interesting. I would always assume tap water, and tap water in my mind has always tasted better as well. They did a, Penn & Teller bullshit episode?
Yeah, they did a whole thing with a water sommelier.
Yeah.
And they filled it up with a hose in the back, but New York tap water won the best tasting water.
Very interesting. Shannon, why are you fucking trying to kill me with fucking acidy water, you piece of shit? We have a well of water here, and I use that word literally. We have an actual well in the kitchen, Shannon.
It was just more of a reminder.
No, I'm going to fucking remind you to not try to kill me with acidy water.
And now that it's been a while, look how blue and how orange that is. That's really scary. Seriously. Really, what a fucking difference.
This is like the... Yeah, that's very interesting. That's very interesting. I didn't...
I like that Lewis went for a reference there and just his brain shut off.
And it went back to interesting.
This is just like that...
Interesting
fact I know about.
I was going to try to reference the dress. Is it yellow and blue or is it white and gold or whatever? But I didn't remember what it was. So then I bailed on the reference in the middle of it. Shannon, edit that out.
That's my writing partner.
Shannon, make me look cool. Yes, Shannon. Now you have to because you said no. So water is pretty good for you, right? So what Shannon did was she set an alarm in my phone. This water bottle is fucking retarded. Bobby Kelly has a water bottle that the alarm goes off, right? Mm-hmm. It's the stupidest thing I've ever heard of. I was like, why do I need to carry around this big electronic bottle when I can just set an alarm in my phone to drink water and then pour a cup of water and not have to carry a bottle around with me all day?
Dude, my chocolate milk alarm's going off. It's milkshake o'clock, dude.
Bobby has it set for every 5 minutes. Oh shit. How much is this water bottle that only idiots buy?
I see a bunch of them here. One of them is like $300.
No.
What is it? It also sucks your dick. The other end of it's a fleshlight. So one end you fill up with water and it reminds you when to do it.
And then you turn it upside down after you come in it. It's like one of those science fair tornadoes.
Yeah.
I don't know what that $300 was. $30.
So that's to order 10 of them, Shannon.
Oh, sorry. It's not what it showed.
I mean, that's kind of silly. There's a lot of things that are out there that are like...
Solving problems that you don't need solved.
Yeah, that's kind of a silly thing.
It's a big thing these days. They come up with problems that you don't need and sell you. There's like a Wi-Fi connected hairbrush came out this year.
Yeah.
They're just things that just to spend money for no reason.
They have a fidget spinner that's connected to Bluetooth so you could play music with it.
Yeah, it's just stupid.
All this other shit. Here's what I always think about, right? Just like in thinking about like invention. And
you know what would be cool, though? A fidget spinner that was like a turntable, so the faster you spun it, the song sped up.
Oh, that'd be fucking
great.
And
when it went slow.
I'm sure that could be tied into.
Play it backwards, like, kill your parents. When you spin it backwards, it just says.
Okay, all this sounds awesome.
Yeah, yeah, it really does.
It sounds like a really fun toy.
Your mother's a whore. I always think about this, like inventions, right? Like, you know, just in terms of like uses, there are people that invent like doorknobs that are like designed. It's just a doorknob that is like it's the use is only for that. It's a special type of doorknob, right? It's a different shape or kind of like functions differently. You kind of get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like I don't even understand how anyone would possibly come up with that. You know, like locks, like there's a fucking 100 different types of locks you could have for your door. Once you have a lock, why is anybody else going like, oh, I want to do a different fancier lock that's not actually more efficient or not actually quote unquote better. It just maybe looks a little different or whatever it is.
The number one reason for that is to get around pre-existing patents
and shit,
you know,
yeah.
There's design patents or utility patents. Utility is how something works. Design is how it looks. But it's like, there's like 100 different patents on a straw, you know, the thicker, if it's bendy, changes colors. It's just a way around it and getting your own patent on something.
Yeah. Yeah. I was just with a doorknob. You know what it was? I was going out of a building. I was going out of Equinox. And as I leave, it was like these big, tall, like beautiful glass doors, like really nice glass doors. And the way you opened the door was the bar, the big long bar. It was a big metal bar, right? You just slightly push it. And there was like a little bit of pressure that like released the door. And it felt very like fancy and very like, and I was like, who was sitting there going like, I'm going to invent this big, crazy fucking bar door opener thing for a fancy door? Like, and who's doing that? I guess there's some engineers that work for some, like, Swedish company or some French company that does designer door shit, right? But it's kind of like there's a whole other industry of shit that we would never even think of, that even that's somebody's job.
Like in cabinets in the kitchen, there's the one that you just push a little bit and they open nicely.
Yes, like just something like that, right? Yeah. Like even like just the, kind of this crazy, stupid shit. Or, you know, when you open up the MacBook Air, right, when you actually open the packaging is designed so air kind of comes in and it lifts the packaging open. Like, really? Somebody designed the packaging. Somebody spent time designing packaging for a fucking product and engineering that so it actually does that.
Oh no, all the air in my MacBook Air is getting out.
I think a ghost just escaped from my computer.
By the way, I'm thinking of a sketch now where Lewis wakes up and he's got like a thing implanted in his heart that is, if his fidget spinner stops spinning, he dies.
One of the fidget spinners I saw online that we're going to get for Legion, they say that if you get one good spin, it'll spin consistently for 5 minutes.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's like a really high-end spinner.
I got one right now. I just ordered another one for Joe List because Joe List loves the fidget spinner now. So I just ordered two more of the Amazon ones.
The Guess Digital ones are all gone, but I'm going to order new ones now, Guess Digital and Legion ones.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, I'm going to ask you this on the air. It looks weird, the Legion logo, because of the drips, has to be off-center on the spinner. Do you want to do that or get rid of the drips?
Get rid of the drips, bitch.
That's what I was going to do, but Bobby said it looked weird that way.
Or, hold on, can it be centered and then the drips be cut off at the bottom?
Yeah, I'm sure we could do that.
Do that. Center it and then cut the drips off at the bottom.
Okay, I'm going to do that.
That's what I would do. See, guys, you get to be a part of this entire process. I have to piss so fucking badly right now.
Because you had two cups of water?
I'm dying.
Try drinking one of these fucking things. It's horrible.
I am fucking dying. All right, hold on. Let me introduce the subject. And then
Zach and I can talk about it for a minute and a half.
Then you guys can talk about it for a minute, and then I'll come back. So I usually do notes for these shows. Today we're just fucking winging it. I think we're doing a pretty good job considering the fact that we're winging this. No? Everyone's like, no, we're not. Actually, this is the worst show we've ever
fucking
done.
I took a swig of water during that. I apologize.
All right. Here we go. Let's see. We can talk about America. We can guess the news. Or is there any guessing the news? What's the big news story today, Shannon?
There was another terror attack in Brussels.
Was there?
Yeah. But
great. Sweet. Perfect. Let's guess the news. Terror attack in Brussels.
It's time for another edition of Guess the News.
I have to know more information.
I shouldn't have read just this headline. From the headlines that I've read, this man is innocent. He is the victim.
Man, these guys don't know shit.
Left. there bothering Lewis in the bathroom. So I don't know what to tell you guys about Brussels. I'm sorry. I can play you a song instead. Music.
What? What do you mean? You just played music?
I said I'm sorry. I don't really know about the Brussels attack.
Why would you? So you just started playing music? Is that what you do, Shannon?
I talked for a second.
The show. Ralph, you can do a fucking show.
It was just a funny idea. I went
fucking
with it.
Captain Autism over here, would just start freaking out like Garth.
It was his idea. I thought it was funny, so
yeah,
I went
funny.
With it.
That was funny. That was good. I want to hear that back now. Up. Shannon.
Water time.
It's my water alarm.
Don't drink those, for God's sakes.
Hold on. Yeah, no, Shannon, go get me some fucking tap water, not some bottled water. A glass and a half, please. I'm doing a glass and a half every 2 hours.
All day? From when you get up?
11 a.m. to 9 p.m., I think it is.
How many glasses? That's a lot of glasses. That's too much.
No such thing as too much water, Ralph.
There is such thing as too much water.
God fucking damn it. Can you stop? Can I just do something right in my life? A chick died from water, right?
You can drink too much water.
Yeah, the girl, that's why they had to stop doing radio contests.
Yeah, there's a girl.
Hold your wee for a wee.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, whose radio show was that?
It was some Midwest show, I think.
But also, like, a lot of the kids I think it was one drug makes you unaware of your thirst.
Ecstasy?
Ecstasy, yeah. And you drink, kids die from drinking too much water on ecstasy.
Yeah. Yeah, I used to love ecstasy back in the day.
You really need to waste two glasses for this? Is that really something that needs to be done?
Ralph. I mean, this is like, look at this. Look at how hard this is.
Yeah, that's actually, by the way, way more than 8 ounces. A glass is 8 ounces. That's about 14 ounces. So you don't really need
it. So this is a glass and a
half
right
there. That's a glass and a half right there.
But what if I overhydrate? I think when they say you drink too much water, you'd have to drink
a lot. Yeah,
you'd have to drink like gallons and gallons and gallons.
You're not
of water.
In any danger of that.
Yeah, no. I mean, if I drink 12 glasses of water versus 8 glasses of water a day,
but you know what's going to start happening, which is funny, is like once you get past about, let's say, 4 or 5 days of drinking a lot of water, when you don't drink water, you're going to be so fucking thirsty. It's crazy.
It's good though, because then it will remind me to drink
water. Then you
water.
Won't need reminder.
Then I don't need the fucking alarm.
You won't need the reminder.
My body will be the alarm.
Yeah, I get crazy if I don't have water. I start feeling like something's wrong. Like, oh my God, I need to drink water.
Oh God. So much water. So much water going into my body right now, guys. It's crazy. Shannon, what are you doing to me? I don't feel any better, by the way. After 2 days, I feel worse.
It's 2 days.
I feel worse.
Give it a week.
Water poisoning. Look it up, Shannon. How much water would I have to drink in order to hurt myself? Because I have a feeling Shannon's trying to hurt me right now. Let's see, you know what I bet this bitch did? I bet you she put fucking bottled water in this.
I did not.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Let's see what she does.
It's already turning blue.
I bet she did some fucking acidy water for me.
Put actual acid in it.
Yeah.
Okay, so it says your kidneys can eliminate about 5.3 to 7.4 gallons of water a day.
Wow.
But they can't get rid of more than 27 to 33 ounces per hour. Therefore, in order to avoid hyponatremia symptoms, you should not drink more than 27 to 33 ounces of water per hour.
27 to 33 ounces?
That's a
that's
lot.
Not that much.
An hour?
If I drink
that's like
33
four to five.
That's a 40 of water. I would chug that after a workout.
Yeah, that doesn't.
That's not that much. That's like, that's.
Yeah,
that's
no,
half
but
of that.
If you drank that, you'd have to drink more than that.
I'm saying, I think after 6 hours, it would start to be a problem. Not in an hour. You could drink 33 ounces of water in an hour. It's not a problem.
Yeah, but not every hour, I think, is what it is. Like, if you did 1 hour, I don't think it's that bad.
Yeah. All right, well.
I've drank, like, almost all of this in one shot sometimes. If I, like, forgot to drink it for the day, and I'm like, oh, shit, I could down the whole thing.
Yeah.
That's dangerous.
I don't think any of this is dangerous. I think we live in a fucking pussified society, and we're always looking for... What happens is a story is out there where somebody died from drinking water. There is one story that any of us have ever heard, ever in our fucking lives, and now it becomes a thing where you're like, oh, you could die from drinking water. No, you can't. Nobody's
dying.
It's
like the hot coffee McDonald's story. Like, you think everyone... It makes to think people there's superfluous lawsuits, and really it was just that one thing. And
that coffee was like,
and
way
that coffee
hotter
actually, when you
coffee.
Look into it, it really was. She was in the right.
Yeah,
but yeah, no, it was like way hotter.
There
was
a documentary about it. It's crazy that it was like they'd been warned that the coffee was too hot, and
people talk about this woman like she's this piece of shit.
It was the corporation
was
put money into the bad press.
Pussy lips were burnt off her body,
and she didn't want to sue. She asked just to get medical coverage.
Please, can I just have a free cup of coffee at the regular temperature? Now,
beat it, Freddy Krueger cunt.
They just kept on throwing hot coffee at her. She's on the stand. The McDonald's lawyer.
Whoa.
Are you kidding me?
And she was like 75 or something, yeah.
Look at her cunt.
Wow.
That's before she spilled the coffee.
Wow. History's most outrageous court case. Well, what does her face look like? I want to see what the woman's face looks like. That was the woman. I thought it was an old woman.
No, I think that's the woman. It was the other one. Was her sister, her daughter, or something?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So this poor old woman,
with a crispy cunt.
look at her. She's like, my cunt still hurts so badly every day.
That's, by the way, that's the euphemism most old women use, is cunt.
Yeah. See, look, coffee can do damage. Shannon, you were right. If you throw it at an old woman's cunt, you could really do some damage. You know. Beyond that, let me ask you a question. If you would have thrown water at her cunt, could it have helped her? Probably.
As you said, it's mostly water, so no.
See? Really, some water fell on this old bitch's cunt, and she's bitching about it. So what are some other outrageous court cases? I would love to hear. Because that's the thing. Like, we live in a society where we sue. Now, I've never sued anybody in my entire life. Okay? I've been sued.
You have? I've been threatened lawsuits, but I've never been sued.
I was sued when I was really young, but I think it was fake.
I had 3 lawsuits threatened, but never actually sued.
I think it had to be fake. If there was a judgment in a lawsuit against me, right, they would have eventually come after me for some reason. This is when I was like 17.
Yeah, okay? Then it's not.
I don't think it was real. I did a show. I did like a hardcore show at a fire hall in Nyack, New York. And we ended up not making the money that we needed to make to pay the fee, like the rental fee. And I basically told the woman, I was like, look, I have to give it to you another night. We have to pay the acts. I can't not pay the acts. Mm-hmm. It's like, I can come back here. I live in this area. Like, you know, I can't. These guys drove from fucking Pennsylvania or whatever. It was like Mushmouth or some crazy hardcore band, right? And the woman was like fucking flipping out on us, right? And then I got a letter in the mail saying that I'm being sued because a girl was kicked in the head during like a mosh pit, and she had to leave in an ambulance, but no ambulance ever came. Nobody ever brought this to anybody's attention. None of it ever happened. You know what I'm saying? But I got this letter, and I think the woman who ran the fire hall like tried to like scare me or like fucked with me
It's a very common thing that I've done in my life, where you have a lawyer write a letter just to try and get some money out of someone. Like, if they owed you money, to say that they're going to press charges if you don't do this or do that, you know. That's a common tactic.
Yeah, very, very weird. So they said there was like there's a judgment against you, and blah. And I just like ignored it, because when I was a kid, I was just a fucking piece of garbage. I was like, all right, well, that's not going to be in my life. Ripping up, then fucking that's that.
I'm going to solve this case right now.
But I'm assuming they would have, like, you know, the years of, you know, paying taxes and being on the books.
You wouldn't get your tax return.
Yeah, they would have fucking garnished my taxes, right?
But
yeah.
Also underage at 17, I don't even know if it would.
Yeah, I was 17 years old.
What were your lawsuits?
One was for illegally playing Guns N' Roses early. We got a cease and desist letter from the record label. That was one that was really scary, but we just stopped playing the song. One was from a former guest on the show. This guy, his name is Sir Ivan, and he's a millionaire who throws parties in Long Island. And he felt that he wasn't portrayed correctly on the show, even though it was him talking.
It's SDR or?
SDR. And he had his lawyer contact me to tell us to take the show down.
Yeah.
And just what I did, you know, when you have a crazy millionaire, it's one of the only two shows missing.
You took it down.
I took it down. I just did not want to argue with a millionaire.
You know what's funny? I have a philosophy just with podcasting in general. Like, if anybody on the show wanted me to ever take down an archive for any reason, not even a threatening to be sued for, literally, I said I don't want to be on that show anymore. I would respect them. I'd just take it down.
One other time, a girl, this is not a lawsuit, but a girl who was, it was her first time in porn. So she came on to talk about it, ended up not getting into porn. And the episode got very popular at her younger brother's high school. They were all sharing it, and he threatened to commit suicide.
Did she do one porn, though?
She never came out. She did it and it never came out, but she's talking about
was
it.
She hot?
So gorgeous.
I think I remember this. Jay brought her the cellar, right?
Yeah, she's really
fucking crazy. Crazy hot. I remember meeting her being like, I want to jerk off to this girl right now.
I'm still friends with her. I almost fucked her.
Crazy hot.
And it never came out.
Can you see if you can get her porn? Be like, hey, can you just have, like, I would love to watch
it. I don't think she did. I don't know what happened. She did, like, whatever. Never came out.
But, can I get the video of her little brother's suicide?
And then one other time, which was just an empty threat, was what's her name? The girl, fuck, the porn, Nikki Benz. Because when she was shitting on, immigrants. And made it seem
she
like
charged she charged extra for that.
And I made fun of her for that. And the clip went viral and she threatened to sue me.
Yeah.
And I spoke to a lawyer. Like, she can't sue you because she's here. There's a mic in her face, a camera in her face.
Moron.
And I just said to her, go ahead and sue. And we never heard from her again.
Of course. Well, look, everyone threatens to sue. I threaten to sue probably 3 times a week.
Yeah. But the cease and desist from the record label was an actual.
Yeah.
That one scared me a little.
Yeah. We sued an old landlord. We took her to small claims court and won, and she still hasn't paid us. Means nothing.
Yeah, contracts mean nothing. Well, there's
these other people who like suck off of like that situation that they come and they basically say, hey, we are specialists at tracking people down and making them pay.
Right.
But we're taking half the money.
Yeah.
So that's what we're doing now is we're going to go just literally to fuck this woman over because she was a piece of shit. It was when me and Beatrice moved up to Harlem. With our you know, 1.5-year-old son, we move into a place, and when we get there, it's under construction. It's like the day our lease starts, they're in there, there's dust billowing out of this place. We're supposed to move in, we're with the truck with all of our stuff, and we're like, what are we supposed to do? We're supposed to bring a 1.5-year-old baby into a fucking place that has who knows what's in this dust, who knows what's in this air. So, you know, we ended up going to a hotel for a few nights. We came, and like, it was just a fucking nightmare. It was a real nightmare. So, yeah, might have been the reason my relationship failed. But, you know, what are you going to do? You live, you learn. You know, what am I going to say, guys? So, yeah, that was the only time we ever sued anybody. But we do live in a culture where we like to, you know, we like to sue. And I think when I was a kid, we could have sued for so much shit. Because people were a little less conscious about it then. People weren't sharing ideas as easily. So, you know, things like, you know, teachers doing and saying fucked up shit, that was like a regular occurrence.
I don't think frivolous lawsuits are as prevalent as people think they are. I think a lot of courts will not even allow those cases. I think it's been
really
blown up by the media. And that was part of that that documentary, was that it was a corporations wanted to make it look like there's nothing but frivolous lawsuits, you know, overloading our legal system.
When in reality, most of the time, they're legit.
Yeah, in reality, most of them are legitimate. And because the truth is, most lawsuits that look like they're nonsense are going to get thrown out of court anyway.
Well, here's the deal, right? But I almost feel like technically, if you have any case, right? Like any grounds for any case. Like let's say I'm trying to think of like scenarios in my life where I maybe could have sued.
But right? You also have to factor in the amount of time it's going to take to go to court, to hire a lawyer, all that other shit that goes with court cases. It's really not worth it.
Okay, let's say you're walking on the sidewalk. You know, you fucking trip and fall and you just bang your knee. You sprain your knee, get a big nasty scrape. You can go to the doctor, you know, legit. But it's a crack in the sidewalk, whatever it is, right? So whether it's the city's fault or it's the landlord's fault or whatever it is. I mean, technically, like, I would never in a million years, I would never sue. I would never, like, ice. If I slipped on ice, which I have plenty of times in my life, I've been at the bottom of stairs on a subway running downstairs, slipped on ice, really hurt myself. Like, you know, technically, if you do that, could you sue the city? And just to get it out, wouldn't they settle out kind of quickly? I hear about
something
that.
Something has to really happen. It happened. One of my friend's girlfriends at a restaurant was eating salad, and a piece of a light bulb was in the salad and cut her lip.
She's like, I have an idea.
And so they actually called an ambulance, had them come take her to the hospital, and she got $20,000 for that. But she literally cut her lip open and lost some sensitivity in her tongue or something.
She didn't lose any sensitivity.
She said that. Yeah, whatever it was.
Of course.
Yeah, of course.
I'm having nightmares about my lip. Yeah.
So she
that's always the thing. If anybody says they're having nightmares and that's their grounds for suing, that's like just the most bullshit. Yeah. You can't prove whether or not they are emotional distress.
What is that called again? It's not punitive. What's the word for that when it's damage that's like stress-related? I forgot what there's a term. Is it not punitive? Is it punitive? I don't think it's punitive. I forgot what it is. But there's a term for that it's very hard to prove now. It used to be easier.
Yeah.
Do you ever see the video of that lady when the thing, she's like in her office and something falls from the ceiling and it lands next to her and she picks it up and bashes herself with it?
Oh my God, wow. I never saw that.
I'll pull that up. I would love to see that.
Oh, she's such a piece of shit.
What a fucking, no, but good for her. I don't know, man. I
think there's nothing wrong with
suing. Shitty people and criminals, they're playing a different game. They're They're in the same. We're all in this fucking world, right? They're just playing a different game. And if they get caught, that's it. That's them losing. You know what I'm saying? And I think the stakes are a lot higher. If you're playing that in that world, yeah, dude, you can fuck up your entire life. I think it's safer to play the regular game and go to a 9-to-5 and just try to be an honest person. But when somebody does shit like that, somebody tries to rob a bank, I don't really, unless you're hurting somebody, unless you're legitimately hurt, physically hurting somebody, I don't really fault people for trying to do that shit. Somebody robbing a bank. To
work around the system?
Yeah, just to try to fucking get around. There was, what movie was that? There was a movie where they talked about it, where the dad always just kind of like talked about how like he had respect for like the pickpocket. You know, he was just kind of like, you know, he's just like, you know, he's playing a different game. But what is this the, let me see this.
It's from the news, though. It's not the actual.
Watch what happens when this sprinkler head falls from a South Florida office ceiling. It lands on an employee's desk, missing her. But wait for it. She gets an idea, looks around, and bam. Time to file for some workers.
Wow. Look how quick that happened.
I'd love to see when she tried to explain that she was hurt.
No, keep it on.
And they showed the video.
Keep it on. I want to.
Investigative and forensic services. Detectives requested the security cam footage, which we watched with the department's Lieutenant Doreen Rivera.
You saw her kind of look around.
Yeah.
Pick it up and whack herself on the head with it.
Yeah, so she's basically staging an injury.
Is that.
Thanks, detective.
That's why you get paid the big bucks.
This is one of the typical types of claim fraud that occurs.
But claim fraud is only the tip of the iceberg. When it comes to abusing workers' comp, many times it's not the employees, but the businesses bilking the system by lying about how many people they employ and how risky the work is to avoid buying insurance.
Not having it is a felony, so it is very serious. And why is it serious? Because if a worker, an employee gets injured on the job and there's no coverage, they're going to have to cover their own medical costs, and the medical bills can be, you know, staggering.
Lieutenant Rivera says her department has found the major abusers to be in the construction industry, where she says there's a new scheme trending.
It's well identified down south. Now we're seeing it up here. And, you know, that is basically when a business is created for the purposes of taking out a minimal workers' comp policy.
She says contractors are paying a fee to these so-called shell companies to use their workers' comp and not purchase their own, meaning a lot of people could be hidden under a policy designed for a few, defrauding the insurance company.
All right, defrauding. That's
funny, by the way, I did something like that once when I could not afford health insurance. So I joined like some fake organization to get a huge discount on health insurance I was never really a part of.
Yeah, and then were you able to go to the doctor?
Yeah, I had the health, that was part of whatever the, not the Teamsters, but some sort of union, you know, that I was now a part of, and they sold it as group insurance. And I got a big discount on insurance.
That's interesting.
Before I could have, you know, when I wanted health insurance.
Yeah.
I think I just admitted a felony on your podcast.
Probably,
by the way.
Maybe. That's okay, though. I think it's fine. It was 12 years ago.
It was more than that.
So
I've admitted to fucking a teenager on this podcast.
Well, whatever the statute of limitations is, it was 1 year more than that.
Yeah. Yeah. Are we, all I took from that entire thing was that I think we need insurance for employees. I'm watching that. I'm going, wait a minute, what?
Yeah, we probably
do. Shannon got it. Injured.
There's nothing. If this,
if that fidget spinner hit her in the eye,
if that light falls on her head, we better put a security camera in here. I don't trust you.
I know. It's just like a douche.
Yeah, we got to look into that.
It just hit her. It hits her tit and it pops. Shannon.
But I don't know what the law when they're technically independent contractors. The only employee is Bobby, so we have to see the rest are independent contractors. I don't know how that works.
Oh, you're like Vince McMahon. You do the independent contractor, right?
Yeah. We're also pumping them full of steroids.
After looking at that, you know what? I'll ask the accountant about that. It's a smart idea.
That's how we fucking fire Shannon. Like they get rid of divas. Have a fucking mixed tag match. Pile driver through a table. It'd be great.
I beat Shannon in a bra and panties match.
She'd win that match. Zach, let's get real. Pearson versus Chung. What is that?
Better known as the pants lawsuit. So the guy Pearson was actually an administrative law judge in D.C. And he sued for £40 million for inconvenience, mental anguish, and fees after a dry cleaning company lost his pants.
By the way, that's the term. Mental anguish is what it is. I think it's
mental
very,
anguish. Yeah,
very okay. Hard to sue for that nowadays.
So he fought the case for 4 years, trying every legal avenue to win, but he eventually lost.
Interesting.
Because they lost his pants.
He lost his pants.
What $40 million for pants.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
So this guy, he sued Nike for £60 million, claiming the shoe.
A lot of English ones.
Yeah, I think it's because it's from the Mirror, claiming the shoe manufacturer is partially responsible for a brutal beating that helped net him a 100-year prison sentence. So he was wearing a pair of Nike sneakers when he repeatedly stomped the face of a man who was trying to leave a Portland hotel without paying his prostitute in 2012. And he tried to blame it on the sneakers.
That is hilarious.
What? So he's saying if he would have had these sneakers, he wouldn't have been able to stomp him?
Maybe he's saying the damage that was done was so bad because the sneakers were so heavy.
He was like, hold on.
I was like, should I do this? And then I read the box and I was like, just do it.
And Susan Boyle, she's that singer, right?
Yeah.
She sued someone?
Yeah. In August last year, an American advertising executive... Oh, maybe that's not her. Sued her boss for £3.9 million over a claim he accused her of looking like Scottish singer star Susan Boyle.
Oh.
She was so upset by the comparison to the I Dreams of Dream singer that she started legal proceedings.
Okay, so he said you look like that singer and that bitch is ugly, so she sued.
Wow, that's crazy.
Yeah. I mean, suing, you could technically sue for anything, right?
My uncle, his name is Art Matrano. You would know him from the Police Academy movies. He played Detective Mauser, right?
Oh, really?
And he was a big vaudeville guy back in the day. He used to do this dumb magic trick where he would like pretend his finger would go from one finger to the other. It was like on Carson and on like all the what's the name?
God, people were so stupid.
Yeah, it was a big thing. He was very popular. And the song he would sing, he patented or trademarked whatever the song. And they did it on Family Guy. They did a clip of it, and I told him about it. And he sued Family Guy, and he made a couple $100,000 for using his sketch.
Fuck yeah.
Isn't that crazy? You know what I got from it? Nothing for telling him. Not even a dime.
You should fucking hit him up. Be like, hey, dude, can you give me some money? If you asked him, why wouldn't he fucking...
My mother got very mad at him for not giving... He didn't even tell me he won.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
It's kind of weird.
Yeah. Ah, it's great. Nate Bargatze's got a great story where they gave... you know, they have those scratch-off tickets?
Mm-hmm.
The fake ones where you buy, like, Spencer's gifts where, you know, you win $10,000. Yeah. Like, that's what... And that was the number, actually. It was $10,000. So they gave his uncle one... on like Christmas. It was like Christmas. It was like a gag, right? Mm-hmm. So they're all like opening gifts in the car, and he's like, oh, I got these scratch-off tickets. So he's scratching them in the kitchen, and they're all kind of just like, you know, there, like doing the thing. They're watching him scratch it, and then he goes, they go, oh, did you win? He goes, no, it's a loser. He puts the ticket in his pocket and walks out and just leaves the party.
That's hilarious.
They didn't hear from him for years. Like, that was it. He was just fucking gone.
That happened as a famous case where the guy won millions and he tried to divorce his wife and hide the winnings. And then they found, you know, then he cashed the ticket. The wife found out and got the money.
That's funny.
One guy did that to my brother for his birthday. Gave him a fake one, but put two normal, regular ones in there. So he really thought he won. He thought he actually, you know, the other two were official ones. And one of them he won like $2 from. So he really believed that he won.
Good one. Good one. All right, let's get some questions.
Give me a fucking answer. I'm asking you for the answer. It's a question.
All right, real last question segment. You know what's up. More into the show, I'll post on Facebook, facebook.com/LewisJGomezComedy. Or you can go to gomezcomedy.com and go to the contact section. Make sure you include real ask questions in the subject line. We will always try to answer the questions on the show. Here we go. Here's some questions, bitches. Kenneth LaFleur wants to know, will you film Skankfest for those who can't come and post the gas?
I got that question a lot, by the way. I don't know the answer to that.
We're not filming, the stand-up shows. We're going to be filming a lot of the podcasts. I'm thinking about maybe doing some fucking live streams to YouTube.
I think that would be cool to do live streams. And then whatever you stream, just put it all up on gas after the fact.
Yeah, put it up after. And whoever's willing to do it. So there's certain shows, like, I mean, even Big J's crowd work show, that could work. The Debate Off could work. There's certain shows that could. So we're thinking about doing something this year. Without a doubt, next year when we do the tour and things we have planned for that, we're going to be doing... I would like to film a Skankfest special that we can release independently, mm-hmm. so you get to kind of, you know, two and a half hour experience of Skankfest, like a, you know, a a video, the same way they would do like Woodstock or any of these other things. I think that'd be a really cool thing to do, and I think we have the capabilities to do it. Let's go. Irv Hughes says, when Rogan was trying to think of the name of an MMA fighter during the Morgan Murphy episode, he said something like Luis Gomez. Luis Gomez is a comedian. Do you think it is disrespectful to miss out on the J? Yeah, of course. You know, Rogan, he knows what I do. You know, I'm on his mind all the time. You know,
it's obvious that it is.
Did he leave the J out on purpose to try to alpha dog me? Maybe. You know, I don't know. I think when he sees me, you know, he sees the ultimate male. And I get that. I would do the same thing. Like if I met The Rock, I would call him the Ock.
Right. Just to show him who's boss.
Yeah, but all right, Ock. Like, that's Rock.
Call
him
that because his cock would be in your mouth.
Ark, Ark. I literally think I shit my pants a little bit just now. No, I think that's what happens, right? So Rogan, he knows this Luis Chico is obviously, right? But he's like, let me bring him down a level because this guy is too much of a male.
He's too above me. Let me get him closer
too
to my level.
Too much of the ultimate male. Yeah. I don't want to fucking, you know, he's got to be bringing down. And that's okay. And I understand that, and I appreciate that in Rogan. So,
his humility is what you really appreciate.
That's really what it is.
Yeah.
Jason Tamvakis wants to know, when will the show start on time and with no problems? And are you guys ever going to get a real studio like y'all talked about? Piece of shit.
Piece of shit.
When you learn to press play, faggot.
First of all, the show starts on time, usually almost every fucking week. Okay, we're pretty
anal about that with all the shows. They all start within 5 minutes.
Skank starts late.
Yeah, SDR usually starts about 5 minutes late.
Yeah. So yeah, fuckface, we start and yeah, we're working on it. We're working on a new solution. We're working on a new backend, new streaming service, new everything. We will give you an announcement as soon as possible. I promise you guys.
If I had a guess, by the end of this month, we'll have both a new streaming and a new app. I think that's realistic.
Let's see. Amanda May Wisecough wants to know, if Skankfest is touring next year, does that mean the New York City one will be smaller?
That's a strange question.
Why would it be smaller?
Yeah, that doesn't make any sense.
It's the touring version of the show is going to, it's not going to have 120 comics on it like New York has. You know, New York and LA, I'm assuming, are going to be as big as ever. Like, they'll be big, big, big shows because there's so many amazing comics that live in these areas. It's easy to get big names.
I even heard you talking to someone today explaining why you weren't able to get them on this one because there's just too many. I don't know who it was.
Yeah.
But you were talking to somebody saying.
So many comics. Yeah. So many comics. So there's so many comics in New York, so many comics in LA. That's going to continue to grow. You know, truthfully speaking, like, you know, the New York one. I'm thinking next year we might have to do 2 weekends in a row, like Coachella. I really mean that because we don't have the room.
Are you thinking it's going to be, because I've never even asked you this, but is it the same core people at all the shows, or are you going to bring
for the tour?
For the tour,
yes. The way the tour is going to work, without announcing too much, is we're going to do the same thing that we're doing now. It's going to be a party, Friday night kickoff party, Saturday, Sunday, all day long, right, in each city, and. More than likely, we will have a core of a dozen to 20 comedians that are on the whole tour, and then another dozen that'll rotate, and then locals.
Right.
So there'll be podcasts, live stand-up shows, showcases, you know, a lot, you know, obviously, you know, Naked Roast. So I'll tell you right now, without a doubt, is going to be on the tour. We're going to be doing, like, it's going to be Skankfest. It's just going to be it's not even a shortened version of it. It's just not going to be 120 comics.
It's
going to
be the
comics.
Mobile version of it.
Yes, exactly. Like, right now, here's the thing. You're going to see there's 120 comics, but more than half the comics are doing like 5 minutes each.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like this,
it would be a week long show.
Yeah, you can't, you know, so it's a little bit different. So it's just a different version of the show. But yes, we're going to see the, like an actual touring version of the show. You're going to see like the people that are on that tour are on that tour. So, let's see. Oh, and when are we going to get a studio? Jason Tamvakis wanted to know. When, what do you think, Ralph? When are we getting a studio?
I think, look, we're at the point we could afford one right now, but what I would prefer is for us to build up capital so that we have a cushion when we do move, that if no matter what, we have money to carry us over. So I think realistically by the end of the year, we will have one. I actually, every couple of days, go online and look for what studio.
Here's the thing. It has to be somewhat serendipitous because here's what I'll tell you right now.
It also prices out to about $40 a foot, I've seen.
Yeah.
You know, so that's roughly turns out to, for a 1,000-square-foot place, like $3,800 a month or something. Like that. I'm just saying, it's what it is. So it's we're looking at about 1,000 square feet. You know, that's what I think.
Yeah, here's the deal, right? If something happened right now where we fell into a studio space that was the perfect space and everything was perfect, we would probably expedite that process.
Yeah,
right?
I haven't found that. I look. Yeah. I don't see
if,
it.
If we found something that made sense, we would probably move before, you know, if it was like a perfect deal. We haven't found that. Without a doubt, by the end of the year, we'll be actively finding a space and searching for a space throughout the fall, and I'm assuming moving by November, December.
Yeah, if it doesn't happen, I'm going to go on a killing spree in this apartment anyway, so it doesn't matter.
We have to. Beyond that, in order to expand the business, like we're going to have two studio spaces that are working simultaneously. Yeah.
We're going to keep this space too?
Technically we're going to have three spaces because you have this one as well. There's a lot of fucking amazing plans. Other things that are going on behind the scenes at Gas Digital that we literally can't even talk about, just like, believe me, we're not fucking Riotcast. We're not Anthony Cumia, Compound Media. We're not All Things Comedy. We are taking everything that we're doing to another level. And that's no disrespect to all those guys because they're all incredible at being podcast networks. Being a podcast network is just one small part of what we do. Yeah. Last one, Jason Tampakis wants to know also, why don't the skanks ever come to Tampa? Always Miami or some other shitty part of Florida. I don't know, man. I gotta fucking get down there.
What was that? I was asked to host something in Tampa, and you were gonna come with me.
Did that happen?
Did not happen. I forgot what it was, but I was asked to do some rock thing, and it just didn't happen. I don't know what happened.
Soon enough, Jason. Won't you stop being a lazy bitch and drive from fucking Tampa to Miami?
Good answer.
How far is the drive from Tampa to Miami, Shannon?
4 hours.
Are you sure about that?
I have no idea. It just sounded good.
I feel like you would know. I say 3 hours, 3 and a half. What do you say, Zachy?
3 hours and 45 minutes.
4 hours, 10 minutes.
Ralph Sutton wins again, except he's going to die when he's 60.
Fuck, I hope it's not longer than 60. So close. I hope it's 70.
Yeah. Yeah. 60's like...
like right around the corner.
My kid's still in school.
Yeah. I hope to make it to 70. Yeah, if I go past 70, you've had 70's bonus.
Yeah. All right. That was the show, man. That was the fucking show. Great show. Thanks, Ralph, for sitting
in, man.
Thank you for having me.
As always, love you guys for listening. Go to iTunes, leave us a 5-star ranking, rating, positive review. Some great feedback. Tell your friends about the show. Remember, once a month, we're giving away a free t-shirt. Shannon, did we get all those t-shirts out?
Not yet. We will.
Get them out. Okay. All right. I got heartburn. I got acid reflux from my...
from your acidy water.
From my acidy water. All right, guys, we'll check you on Monday. Peace.
That's all, folks.